45-year-old Gary Odie of Indiana died at the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville about 31 minutes after his execution began. Jim Provence of the Toledo Blade has witnessed executions before, including a problematic one in 2006. Provence says Odie apologized for his crimes, sang a hymn, and then didn't move after the drugs took effect.
But one of his attorneys had the opinion that he was not sufficiently under enough not to experience pain from the second two drugs. So she tried to get a hold of a judge after the process had started without success.
Odie's attorney Carol Wright says she believes Odie was suffering from respiratory distress. Odie's family and relatives of his two victims were among the witnesses but did not speak. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.